Hey everybody, this is Chris Sky dropping in on Six Views Uncut.
Six Views Uncut.
Yo, this is Cholo Cash and this is Six Views Uncut.
This is the cast of Push tuning into Six Views Uncut.
Get off of the block or do something else. Yeah, you're an OG. You're an old goof. So just get that, all right? PK Herc said it. At me, DM me. I said it. I don't care.
That's a new I don't care. It's a hashtag.
Something you heard that, Mr. Anyways,
you just he left the show.
Oh yes,
he's right here.
Yeah,
right.
It's not worth it. Yeah, it's not worth it. Not because I was talking about the situation.
I paid for 1 hour, and that was at 6:30. It's already past 6:30, so I'm pressing my luck.
So have you ever got head from a bucket?
No, I came close though.
You came close.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the men were talking about getting head from buckets.
Yeah.
So I went to go get head from.
Oh.
Hey.
That's a beep.
I don't want to see that on my timeline.
I didn't even see that one coming.
So, so we're good to go now, right?
Six views uncut.
Yes, sir.
Birthday season. Hey. It's a choose up or get views up day.
Hey.
Your birthday, man.
It's my birthday, man.
Cool, no?
Hey, say that then.
Let's get into this episode, man. Episode 76, Six Views Uncut.
Who? Okay.
Whose birthday is it?
The Chopped and Screwed version.
Hey, you never heard this before, eh?
Yo, you guys know I'm the biggest bottle poser. I have up all the bottles in the clubs and I drink shit.
Yeah, drink shit. I found out that. Listen to them. This is your boy.
Birthday weekend.
Ooh. You hear what this is?
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Out here deep end. Own strap on deep end. Welcome back close to deep.
Let's go.
He's praying. I don't wanna have to leave him. I don't wanna meet him.
It's your birthday.
Just seen him. Didn't wanna have to see him.
You switched up in there. I just wanna play that one.
Take my back.
It's his birthday. Let's go.
When you're up, it's just like that.
Hey.
Taking it back for you. You already know how Bingo likes to do it.
Let's go.
DJ Clue, Clue. Richie Sosa.
Yo, hold on.
Toronto MC legend. Let's go. Is that Baby Grimes? Okay. Where the fuck is Nemesis? He's over there.
Look good, but fuck
ugly.
I'm an animal, so I bang whether a bitch or a burner, a head or a headboard. I said I'm an animal. Outside with the pits in the door.
I'm about to make the line up. This is the clips with the
hoses. With the wolves and the
eats of food. All of these personal space ready to end food.
Y'all niggas ain't sick.
Y'all just ready to feed.
Oh shit.
Bitch like biting your pizza. Lightning achiever, cause I'm straight down like I'm swiping a visa.
Never sleeping, never
slipping.
Bars!
Yeah. Eating it, not spending what I earn.
Time on, riff. Time on,
riff. Too many bars.
I
got one more for you.
Oh.
Another episode.
Switch it up a little bit.
Tell. You know me well.
Legend.
You know I'm coming by the smell.
Can I question this, guys?
When you see the weed smoke in the air. Party people wave your hands like you just don't care.
What's the flip? Hey.
I thought I played the sound effect for a second.
Pen and paper.
Let's go.
Let's go,
yo,
man.
You flipped this soul sick.
Right here,
Snoop Dogg with the G-Chat. Play something. Let me fuck you up just with this freestyle.
Uh-huh.
For sure. But let's make a real record with real effort.
Cause my and I like the fact that he's back on some blunts. We ain't on that whiskey leaf and paper shit.
Them hips out.
Not yet.
Trying to put the word up on this shit. Snoopy been about. I wrote it down. Need it back up. Called the hands on worldwide.
Yo, we got one more, you know. I think you missed that last one.
I missed
it's Super Bowl
last
weekend, my G.
Oh no.
It's Super Bowl weekend, people. I know you guys are probably listening to this after, but big up the Cincinnati Bengals for taking down LA Rams. That's how we do. I bet like 2-3 weeks ago. and just remember who wrote this motherfucking track.
Sorry about that.
Play. Yeah. Just know who wrote this shit.
Super Bowl time.
Hey, in the hydraulics, the cries. Hey, the chairs.
Okay, guess who's back. Oh, for sure. Yeah. What's it still?
It's still Dre Day.
Okay.
AK.
Okay.
Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock. You hit a bass on the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre for the long time. My last album was the Chronic.
That's the
Dope
Seed. They wanna know how I feel about
if you ain't up on things.
Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game.
Still
puffing my leaf, still with the beats. Still not loving.
We're running this to the hook, man.
Still rock my cactus with a cuff and a crease.
I forgot how deep this song was.
Since I left, ain't too much change.
Let's go!
I'm representing all the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still
taking my time to perfect the beats. And I still got love for the streets. It's the DR
or the potters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat.
And I still got love for the streets.
It's the DR.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell. We did it again.
This sounds like one of those like a flow after those traffic mix show flow. Like, sound like one of those on like when you mix up them songs.
But that's what Friday was just doing because he went from Richie Sosa, Moolah, you got Snoop. Yeah, I'm seeing
some CanCon.
traffic flow mix show after hours.
Yeah, traffic show mix flow on Flow 98.7 with Friday Ricky Dredd. That's what it is, right? Yeah. Flow 98.7 now.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? By the time this is released, yeah, that's exactly what it'll be. But yo, 6 Views Uncut, episode 76. Your boy Gutsy Guts. We got birthday bingo in the motherfucking building.
Say that, Dan.
Friday Ricky Dredd.
Hey, yeah.
Like always, guys, please comment, like, subscribe, do all that social media stuff, become a member. Also, too, We Love Hip Hop just put out the We Love Hip Hop clips page. So go run that. Ish up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, for the first 100 subscribers, we're going to be giving away one of these hats. So make sure you guys go subscribe. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell their friends and their mom, dads. Actually, this is what you guys go do. For all the youngins that are out there that listen to us, go take your parents' phones because that's what you guys be doing. I be seeing the other YouTubers be telling, yo, go take everybody in your house's phone, go on YouTube and hit subscribe. Do the exact same thing, all right? Also, too, just that stepped in. I'm not going to use that phrase anymore. PK!
Hey.
PK Herc, what's the tip of the day?
Do unto others as you wish them to do unto you. So that means if someone, you know, if you don't do dirt to someone, they shouldn't do dirt to you.
Facts. Facts. PK Herc in the motherfucking building. Also talk as well. Talk the things. Hey, you get fire hot or Toronto ambiance. I'll come on for you. It's been a while. Yeah, it is. Also, too, if you guys need any merch, you want like little stickers and stuff to put on your clothes or your bottles, your cups, make sure you get up PK Herc, anybody in the We Love Hip Hop Network, and we'll be able to get that done for you.
Shout out Bingus, a.k.a. Rice Lord on his B-Day, birthday, Earthstrong, birthday. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, let's get to it. Before we get to the like my other people, shout out to Bingo, man. It's your birthday, bro.
Hey.
Talk the things, fam.
Shh, man. You know what? I just want to shout out to you guys again. Always, you know what I mean? The whole country. The whole Dogs After Dark thing.
Hey.
Shout out everyone on that.
First off, too, yo, like, big up yourself, Bingo, because I remember when you guys first started doing that, fam. I was seeing like 10, 5, 6 people in there. Fam, I see you doing lives better than some of the guys that regularly do lives and do mix up and bullshit and all that fuckery. I'm seeing Bingo with 50 people, 80 people. I seen Bingo at 1,000 people at one time in the live. Yeah, I'm saying, keep doing your thing, man.
Hey, respect, y'all, you know, Jack. Yeah, yo, that's it, you know.
So what do you have planned for your birthday, fam? Any special plan? Did you get that meal?
I don't have the QR codes thing, bro.
You didn't get the meal?
Nah, B. But you know what? Man, like Friday, you guys are going to bless it. So,
I'm going to go in there for you.
Yo, Binga has this thing where he goes on Snapchat And he says, hey, guys, you know what time it is? I need some food. And fam, like, listen, I'm a pretty popular guy. Like, I'm not super popular or anything. Like, I felt like I got girls that like me, whatever. I got some cool niggas that are my brethren that got my back.
Say that.
Never can I put up a post and be like, yo, man, I need something to eat, or gal, I need something to eat. And somebody be like, okay, what do you need? Fam, like, immediately, Bingo will put up the post. And within like 5 minutes, I see you putting up a repost of, okay, well, I need this. I need Do you want it? Do you want the large fries? Do you want them supersized? What kind of drink do you want with it? Like, oh, what do you blood clot? And this is not even for his birthday. This is just regular treatment, blood clot. So what is the treatment like on your birthday?
Yeah, you know, it's been good, man. It can't be, you know, it's still going still, you know what I mean? I wish it was every single day, but you know what I mean? Can't complain still. Can't complain.
Biggest accomplishment in the last year that you've looked back and, you know, you're really proud of yourself.
Bro, to be honest, like, yo, I'm getting like a lot of like, a lot of stuff, bro. But biggest accomplishment, like, I don't know, like, the animal thing still, you know, because like I'm getting like I don't know, it's like, yeah, you get like a lot of, like, I won't say free stuff, but like you get like a lot of like rare animals and shit, like just as gifts and stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like even like dogs and stuff, so like, and giving them to the animal thing, so I get like a lot of stuff like that, like, as you know, gifts. And like even now there's like this big like dog kennel club thing coming up and they want me to host it. They see the lights and they're like, yo, we want you to thing. Yeah. So I was like, okay, yo, cool, no problem. You know, crunch some numbers at me and just make sure there's pizza and wings on the side.
Yo, you're like me. As long as there's food, I'm willing to work. Fam.
Yeah.
Food and weed, I'm willing to work.
Yep.
You gotta pay me now. You gotta pay me now. But so for this year, any big plans? Bingo is now 25 years old. You know, you're a grown man now, you know, taking things into your own hand. What do you got planned for your 25th year now on this earth? 25th
year. Yo, shit.
That's just the go-to number for everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? After you turn 30, I'm always say you're 25.
My go-to, you said? My go-to?
No, I'd say that was my go-to number. What saying, what do you have planned for this year? Like, are you going to be more mature? Are you going to focus more on the dog thing? Like, what's Bingo's motivation or mind frame as he's a 25-year-old now?
I don't know, bro. Like, for me, it's just...
I'm joking. I'm the 25 team.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's all good. So I'll be 25. Sure, I'll take it. But, you know what? Like, I don't know, bro. Because I just always been me. Like, you know, and like, I don't know. It's hard. That's a tough question, to be honest, bro. Like,
I'm here getting into interview mode with fucking Bingo.
Yeah, like, shit. Like,
Bingo's like, yo, nigga, I thought we were podcasting. I didn't know you're interviewing me. What the fuck,
yo, man? I don't know, fam. Just always been me and, you know, just... I don't think I'll ever change. I just keep being me. And I'm happy like that. Like, you know what I mean?
That's the best way to be, fam. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Friday, shout out.
Big salute to Cookies, yo. You know what I'm saying? The good people over at Cookies. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to Shade and Burner, who, you know, originated the shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the people from Gage. You know what I'm saying? Also, yeah, busy week, man. Just events over here at the Visionary Arts Center. And yeah, man, just feeling blessed, yo. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
We out here, man. We out here. Yeah, like Friday said, big up Cookies, man. They really came through, gave us some goodies. Where the fuck is my lighter? Did you take the lighter Friday? Well, they gave us some lighter. This is the Gage lighter, but they also gave us a Cookie lighter.
There's one right there, the white one.
The white
right
one.
There. That's the Cookies lighter.
There you go. Yeah, you see, we got the Cookies lighter. We got Cookies rolling paper. We're smoking on Cookies Loud. Make sure you guys hit them up, man. They just opened up a brand new spot in Toronto. It's at 2...
Let me
Queen and where?
Queen and Beverly.
Queen and Beverly. Queen and McCall.
Queen and McCall. Yeah.
Queen and McCall. Good.
Is that Brampton
right?
Or
exactly.
Downtown?
Right beside the LCBO. That's downtown Toronto. Good call, by the way.
That's a good
luck. Yeah. Good call, PK. Also, too, we want to big up Austin and Peng. Is it? Not Peng's the rapper.
Oh.
But Peng.
His birthday.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. Peng's birthday, too. But Peng, they showed us some love in there, and Peng got his Instagram page. He's trying to promote, like, it's a different, like, it's a bill up thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a bill up thing for the man. And I apologize, Peng. Hopefully Friday we'll throw up the things in there and get it in the Instagram. But yeah, big up everybody over there, man. All of our sponsors, man. We got some In Your City, Pound for Pound, iReligion.
Salute to cities too.
CYZ is it?
I don't know how to say it.
CYYZ.
Make sure you take them in. You know, Bingo's rocking that CYYZ T-shirt.
In his thing, it says say cities, so maybe it's cities.
That's when I, when I'm looking at the t-shirt right now, that's what I'm seeing.
Well, listen, we'll put, we'll put in the Instagram stuff. You guys go hit up Cities if you want any merch. Make sure you get up iReligion if you want any sort of eye glasses, high end, low end. Make sure you use the code We Love Hip Hop.
Yes, sir.
We Love Hip Hop. You get $50 off, and that's $50 American.
Yes, sir.
Hit up pound for pound. Use the code We Love Hip Hop.
WLHH for pound for pound.
WLHH for pound for pound. You'll get a discount in them. I'm trying to think who else that we got a shout out right now. Shout out Gucci. Shout out Empress. Shout out Raheel. PK is obviously here. Shout out the members, the followers, the listeners. Friday with the Cubicle Gang. I want to shout out the Driver Gang. You know what I'm saying? All the UPS guys, all the Sprinter guys out there that are listening. Driver. Everybody in the city, man. Don't stop at all. Who? Freedom Convoy. I wanted to speak about that. We spoke about it a little bit. Can you give the mic to Herc really quick? Because Herc, we had a conversation really quick, and I might have jumped the gun a little bit, but what's your take? If the racists can get rid of this, if some of the guys that are out there are racist, we don't know, assuming, allegedly, if they are racist, if they get rid of this shit, are you cool with it? Do you care?
Listen to me. If the mandates get dropped and it's because of the white supremacists and the white man pulling the coats, sleeves down, whatever, you know, making the powers of powers be, I'm down with it. Because, you know, every movement has a few bad apples. Hey. You understand what I'm saying? So judge them by what they do and, you know, give them the chance to fuck up before you villain, you know, make them villains. You know, they could be white supremacists. They're not good, but still, I'm for freedom. So my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is a friend or whatever.
Right? So at this point, that's what it's at.
So a frenemy.
My enemy is my friend. It's a frenemy, exactly.
Yeah, so the guy that
Until proven otherwise.
So the guy in the comments using that big G word, talking about, oh, why is Herc friend with these big G's? I want to see you say that about Herc now. Because it seems like a lot of you guys are afraid to say shit about
Herc. Yo, let me get
this
off my chest real quick. Yo, if you're what someone on your block looks to be as an OG and you're 25 years and older, and you're not promoting, like, build a family, get off of the block, or do something else, yeah, you're an OG. You're an old goof. So just get that, all right? PK Herc said it. At me, DM me. I said it. I don't care.
That's a new I don't care. That's a hashtag.
You, what's the time stamp at? What's the time? 12, 17 something. You heard that, Mr. Anyways, yeah.
Yo, you see that now? You put me in a spot. Like, yeah, whatever. I said it, but you should have told me that's what you who it was for.
I didn't know you were gonna say that though.
No, but I'm not saying I wasn't directing it.
It just meshed well. Yeah, you're not.
I'm not directing it to anybody, but whoever feels like it fits them, if the shoe fits, you can wear it. You understand? PK Herc said it. I said it. I don't care. You can get at
they
me.
They can simple. Wear it. And who, what is it? Who the cap fits.
Don't worry, I believe
they
it.
They can wear it.
The jump them down.
Bob's birthday was the other day too. Shout out.
Yeah, big up Bob Marley. Big up everybody that's been having birthdays, especially the people in the city. We seen Pangs had a birthday. Killer T recently had a birthday. Obviously, Basmati Binga had a birthday. So big up all the people in the city that's been having birthdays. Listen, I want to get into this quick news story though, because it's been all over, it's been blowing up the place, but I want to be really, really tricky about it because, like, you know, it's fresh and whatever. Presso versus Kodak Black.
Say woo.
So it's been going on, we've been seeing reports of it. I mean, I've been getting phone calls about it, everybody's been asking me about it. What the fuck? I don't know. So we obviously, I'm pretty sure almost everybody here, probably Bingo's the only person that hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
But there's just been like footage and shit. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't have like a lot of stuff because a lot of this stuff is from like we were supposed to be last week. But yeah, there's a video going around.
Shout out to the Reddit gang.
Yeah, shout out to the Reddit gang for sure. But there's a video going around supposedly having Kodak or members of Kodak's team and members of Presso's team possibly getting into an altercation. And we heard also later on, there was a news report saying like 3-4 people got shot. Like one of the people were Kodak. He got apparently a Legos. That's not funny, Guts. But it's funny. It's now, I don't want to talk about the situation per se and the gentleman's involved. I just want to talk about the Toronto street shit. And I don't even know if it's street shit, but like, this Toronto scene getting heated now in America. Because now Presso's blowing up. Obviously, we know Presso's doing this thing out there. But now it's just like people are testing him. Mm. And now they're finding out, like, not everybody. And I'm not saying, like, Presso did anything. But they're finding out Toronto niggas ain't sweet, bro. Stop taking us for pom-poms. Mm. Like, stop taking us for jokes. Like, these guys, it's not even, like, anything like that. But it's like these guys are trying to better themselves. Presso, we obviously know Presso's history and going through it with Houdini dying. There's a lot of members of the Wasp Gang dying. Mm. The fact that now we have Presso being able to go out there, don't be trying the man or anything. Let the man do his thing. You know what I'm saying?
But once again, we don't know it was someone from Toronto. So it's all speculation right now.
True.
It's all speculation.
The altercation, they want to say that.
Altercation.
I'm not saying the shooting. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the altercation. Okay. Don't even try Toronto niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Just to kind of, like, clarify the difference that, you know what I'm saying? We don't know if the shooter is American or Canadian. So let's not.
Yeah. We don't know anything. But, like, the story's still fresh. I see everybody jumping the gun and saying, this person did this, that person did with this person. Like, everybody used to chill. That's not our jobs, really, to speculate who did it. I think it's our jobs to speculate why these things are happening at these kind of events, because it's always Super Bowl weekend or a concert, these festivals, especially in LA. Like, where's the security? Where's the people that, like, really need to be out there fixing up? You know that it's that time. Like, I don't, like, we all say fuck the police and all that them thing there, but if there's enough police presence, is that happening out there? Like, do the police even care? Like, do they want these things to happen?
Remember, like, with LA, they were going under, like, not a state of emergency, but, like, almost at that point. Remember, the police chief was like, yo, listen, don't even come out here. It's a fucking danger zone.
But it's always been like that for the extent. We've known that LA is a place where you always have to check in. It's one of the first places I know, like, LA and Detroit were the first places I know, like, artists had to go check in and shit like that. But my whole thing is, like, why always at these events? Like, a Justin Bieber after party, a Snoop Dogg concert. Mm. Like, why do niggas have to be niggas? why can't we weekend. Just BET weekend? Like, why do we have to be niggas at nigga moments, like, in shit like that? Why can't we just be like, you know what? What, like, it is what it is, or we just swap it out? I guess to, like, you don't want to swap it out, because if you lose the swap, you look bad, right?
Yeah. TMZ.
Like, oh, no. Yeah, when it comes to rappers, you just hit the nail on the head, fam. Like, you can't take an L when you're a rapper, fam, because you take the L and now your sales start going down. People start looking at your gangster. All types of things come into question. Mm. So you have to defend it. Like, look at Skinny from the 9, fam. He's the butt of everybody's jokes.
Hasn't been the same since. Yeah. Mm. But that's years. That's years after the fact of him getting beat up. I feel like this is like deja vu. Like, we've been talking, or maybe we've talked about it before. But yeah, man, I don't know. I just want the artists, especially for the artists in Toronto, because we don't get opportunities, bro. So it's like, to me, I look at the situation, like, they want to, and we don't, again, we don't know if Presso is super involved, if he's involved at all, but people are automatically saying, yo, Presso was involved in the altercation. And they're saying, Presso shot at that Kodak. Like, to me, is all these things are like, at the end of the day, it's bad for Toronto, because we already know Tory Lanez shooting at people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has this thing, Top 5 got found out in LA. So it's like this thing where it's like Toronto guys go to LA and they don't know how to act. Stigma. Yeah, like a stigma. Mm. And they're going to have the stigma to Toronto artists. Yo, when they come down there, we got to look at them a certain way, because it's like they just want to get rowdy when they come to LA. But it's not like that. Like, how do you know that these guys are not...
They can make a DVD like Goons Gone Wild. Sorry, mom and dad. Bang, bang, bang. Okay.
Bang, bang, bang. But yeah, man, it's just a little thing that obviously, I mean, we'd be fucking stupid not to bring it up, but Kodak's never been shot before, too.
I don't know about that.
But oh, yeah?
I don't know. But one thing, because, like, they're saying, I was reading on, you know, one of these articles, they're talking about Drake's friend, they didn't know exactly, or they, you know, still speculation, right? Mm-hmm. But Drake is supposed to be sharing box seats with Kodak Black at the Super Bowl, which is going to be going down, like, couple probably right now while we're filming.
Not a couple hours.
Couple hours.
What?
So is that going to still happen?
No, fam. Mm. The man just got shot in his leg. Everybody's like, yo, he's going to be there.
Man's
no
man's
way,
in a boot,
fam.
Right now. We're in a boot somewhere.
Yeah, but it wasn't Drizzy.
But it doesn't. It's not about that. It's about the fact that he got shot in his leg. I don't think, depending on how serious it is or anything, like, that's going to take a 1-2 days to find out, okay, do you need surgery? Do you need, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I forgot
come
about
on,
that.
Fam. They're not going to just be like, yeah, Kodak gonna be, nah, son, I gotta go. No, fam.
Like, cheering and shit.
Like, it's not, it'd have been different if it was in Florida or something. You know what I'm saying? Florida's his home state. I think he would really, really want to be there, but it's in LA. It's not that big of a deal. That nigga's got to worry about, he got bigger things to worry about. And two, that conversation would be awkward as fuck. Let's just say he does come out. Let's talk about it. What does Kodak say to fuck? What's the first thing Kodak says to Juicy J? Put yourself in Kodak's shoes. So you allegedly, let's just say, put Preston in a situation where you allegedly ask, come here, lovely man. Come here, lovely man. I'm on camera, fam. This is 6 years on cut. I don't give a fuck. See? PK Herc, don't know. Make sure you guys go follow PK Herc on his socials. You know, hit him up for all them thing there. It's a part of thing.
Is that a gang sign?
No. Don't kill me. So yeah, you're Kodak. You just allegedly got shot from Drake's friend or associate. So you come out the hospital now. You're in a box office seat or whatever they call the box. You're in the box. Pause. You're just talking to Drake, and the conversation comes up. Like, what are you asking? Are you asking Drake, yo, you know this guy? Are you asking him questions?
So I'll be like, Kodak right now. Like, it's kind of. Yeah. And then Drake will do like some witty response, like, well, I guess that's just hip hop. Get it? Hip hop, because he has to hip and hop on the leg. And I'm like,
oh, you're a fucking idiot. Yo, because,
like, and you tap him and sort of like, but you'll be all right, man. You'll be all right. Yeah. I get what he like. You know? And then Drake will be like, yo, just leg off of that. Like, hit him in one of those, like, and he'd be like, what?
He's just coming up with bars in the box seat.
Just like mind fucking, like, you know what the fuck's going on. Like, totally, like, over his head. Like, doesn't know what else going on.
He'd be bringing up some fucking rap about Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. He's like, you feel that, right? You feel that, right? I said that.
Turns in like one of the pineapple just pokes Drake in the eye. Like, damn. Okay. Just get him out of here.
Well, I don't know, man. Hopefully, Kodak is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I pray that Kodak comes out of this. He's okay. His legs not mash up or anything like that. And yeah, we can just hear some more Kodak music. And yeah, you guys, stop. All you Reddit guys and you guys on, like, listen, I know we all want to be the first to post something. We all want that little 1-2, that little attention and all that. But you guys got to remember too, and a lot, and I don't know, some of you guys might be from the streets. Some of you guys might not be. A lot of you guys got to watch what you post, fam. Like, be careful on the things you say, because you got, like, this is still, like, there's going to be an investigation going on. So you guys seeing and reposting, seeing allegedly presses this, keep in mind, like, we're still Toronto, fam. We want all our Toronto guys to win. And not, again, I'm not saying Pressa's involved or anything, but let's not jump the gun and say, like, Pressa's this and this and that and the third. Let's just let this shit play out and then say something. Because a lot of, I know whoever the guys are going to be the guys. I know some guys are going to blog. They're going to want to put it out. That's what some of the blogs are there for. Whatever. But, you know, I see some of the guys, we don't got to put it out like that and just say, yo, Pressa's involved. This person's involved. Like, let's keep it, like, journalist. Like, I know none of us have probably went to journalist school, but let's keep it in journalist-like, all right? And use a lot of legends.
Exactly. The allegations.
Let's keep it Toronto still for a bit. Bushman versus Benji. Something that was started on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. So we played you some of the Bushman earlier, right?
You did, yeah.
So we were giving love to shout out Keep Six Solid and shout out to Dr. Bushman, right? Keep Six Solid dropped the first Keep Six, Keep 16, where people are coming in there dropping freestyles, whatnot. And Friday was like, he did a review on it, but he came on the show and he was like, yo, he really had to give it love, fam. Because, yo, the man was like, he really felt like it was one of the dopest freestyles he's heard in a while. Probably the best thing that's dropped this year on his behalf. Right, Friday? You say that, right?
Killed it.
Yeah. So Gucci was replying to it. And he was saying, like, it's dope. And the only thing in his mind he could compare it to was the Northside Benji's freestyle. He's not saying that it was on that level or anything like that. I would have called Gucci, but he's probably in his bed. But, like, he wasn't saying that. But Friday kind of boosted it by saying, yo, Nah, that's his shit. And that's fair. That's Friday's opinion, one. Two, like, it is possible that somebody will have a better, some in other people's eyes, somebody has had a better freestyle than Northside's Benji fired in a booth. That's just their opinion. Like, yeah, not every, you know, everybody's opinion is different. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it started a, not a big shit, but it started a big thing online about whose freestyle was better. Do you have Northside Benji's or Keep Sick Solid and Dr. Bushman? Now, do you remember Northside Benji's fire in the booth
do,
in the UK?
I do.
Yeah, that was I can't lie, a legendary freestyle still.
That's my pick of the litter, to be honest.
Why is it your pick of the litter?
Like, you just call, you know, like, Benji knows how to, like, hit and, like, ride the beat a little bit better still, you know what I mean? Bushman is, I just heard the Bushman one too. He said some things that you know, I was like, ooh, that's like, you know, like, it doesn't give you the chills, like, yeah. Like, when it's too real, it's like, oh.
I think it's also too, like, even though they're, to me, they give you two, like, painful freestyles, I feel like they're two totally different freestyles.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Benji gave you, like, a real melodic rap freestyle.
That's
right?
What I'm
like,
talking about.
Something that nobody's done what Benji did on that. Mm-hmm. Like, the way he melodic freestyled that, and it was still hip-hop, but the way he just wrote it, everything, it was just dope.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
But same thing with Bushman. I think Bushman gave you a different kind of feel with his sauce. Because Bushman has kind of that P.O. Baby. I forgot what they called it. Do you remember the...
It's P.O. Baby, no?
No, they were calling his flow something else. Because remember Little Brett did it, the African hip-hop shit?
Yeah, the Afro.
The Afro hip-hop. I forgot what he was calling it.
Mm.
But, like, he put his own kind of sauce into it. Because he has... Bushman's voice, I think that's what it is about him. People don't realize, like, he can rap and everything, but I think, at least to me, his voice stands out. His voice is not a regular Toronto man voice.
Who's that, you saying?
Dr. Bushman.
Bushman? Yeah. His voice
He has that voice that's different, and I think that's why, like, Presso works. That's why Benji, in a way, works. Same thing with Bushman. They work because they don't sound like your regular average person when they rap.
Exactly. It's true.
So when you sound different, you get that, like, on with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think, in my opinion, that's why Bushman has all this, like, new sauce, and obviously Keeps It Solid. Everybody's promoting him. But because people are hearing him and they're like, all right, he doesn't sound like
your typical regular.
Yeah. You're not going to get, like, those melodic raps from him, like, that everybody else is doing, or those melodic songs. You're going to get some hip hop. You're going to get the junkie song that he's singing. Like, you're just getting, like, a whole bunch of different songs.
Yeah. No, he's not your typical Jordan 12 Gucci belt rapper.
Exactly.
Montclair.
Okay. I want to know how he got the slice on his face. What are you thinking, Jill?
Yeah, he's a bush man. So he's in the bush, you know? I'm in the bush. Things get wild in the bush, man. I tell you.
Remember, I showed you guys the bat eating in the bush, fam. Mm-hmm. Man ate the back of the bat, fam.
That's wild crazy,
fam. It's wild. Freddie, can you pull up the Bushman or the Ben? Pull up Bushman and Benji. Let's get a little bit of both of them and
live intake.
Live intake on this right now. Like, did Northside's Benji and Fire in the booth couple of years later, has it aged well? Because if you ask anybody, they're going to say it definitely did, right?
Yeah.
And Bushman.
It's like a fine wine still.
This Bushman freestyle has the potential to put Bushman higher in
eardrum
levels
boss.
That we've never seen before.
Eardrum boss.
Yes, my ears are going to be mosh up tonight for sure.
Extra bleed.
Hey, Bushman. Keep six. Free my crowdies out the cells, can't wait to get them back. Not for real, they thought I was gonna fail. And I had my back, it hurt my heart. Just denied his bail, they could've cut him slack. I know he just wanna see his little girl, but they don't care about that.
It don't.
Still winning fast. Matter of fact, I dropped right out of school, but still excel at math.
How?
The fact we still gonna reach the top, even if we finish last. For the trap, I'm finna make a couple M's off rap. We was ducking, gunning, drop raids in the trap. Matter of fact, the line was tapped, couldn't even talk on snap. If I get last, delete
because his voice, bro, like, don't get it wrong, the bars are fire, but his voice to me takes that over. A lie, Freddy?
To me, the bars also.
No, the bars. Who sounds like Bushman, fam? Who has a voice like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that stands out, fam.
Focus on the task at hand, still serving hand in hand. Lawyer fees ain't nothing cheap.
cheap, especially for a strap. Okay, can you pull up the Benji now? I know Friday just wants to run the whole thing. Yeah. Friday is just like, yo, fam, I don't know. Tracks
like 3 minutes, fam. And Friday's running five. But no, he talks some sick shit in this still. Real talk. Can't even, you know.
And keep in mind, this Fire in the Booth was 2 years ago.
Mm. 3 years, 2019, fam.
Oh, yeah, 3 years. Sorry, shit. Well, technically, two. August.
Here we go. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. 11 million views.
Perfect. That's all you need. Perfect.
Breakfast time. Watch out. Watch out now.
This is not the first one, is it?
Part two.
Yeah, this is the one. First, I want to shout out my people up in them prisons. Hey. I just hope whenever my youngins hear me, they listen. Hey. Hope they sincerely hear me coming on something different. Gotta keep shit stable. Bring some plan B's to the table. Cause not everyone you bring in here able. I was on the road in the cold on my ankles. Bottom of it sore to the Lord. I was thankful and I heard it. Many men wish death on me. Why dare one of you niggas try to step on me? I might dare one of these niggas while my tech on fleek. Nike Air, one of these niggas, if my tech on fleece. It's a hoodie, man. Gangsters don't dance, we just boogeymans. Got my niggas in the dance with the fully jam. Just in case the homie prance on a nigga. Let it off in advance on a nigga. Okay. Here's the thing now. I gotta give Benji a little more props. In my opinion.
Yeah.
He's reading off the phone, as you can see. That's cool.
The black
but he's still in the black. But he's still freestyling that.
Yeah.
Like in a sense where he's reading off the, I guess people wouldn't consider it freestyling. Yeah, like is Bushman's actual freestyle though? Fuck.
I don't think so. I think it's like rehearsed.
It's rehearsed. Yeah. That's why I would give Benji a little bit more, because if he fucks up, like,
yeah,
he's done, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like, true. Like, he can't get that back if he fucks up, bro.
Like when a man's freestyling, you can tell, like his eyes are, like, he's trying to pull quick. Like, his eyes are beaming and dancing.
What can I think of? What can I think
of?
Yeah,
like, pulling, like, and they come with the simple, basic bars, and he'll throw, like, an old, like, recited, you know?
This is why I give Benji a little more pull over, because he's doing it. This is in the UK. Well, I guess at this time, fuck, Benji, the UK is
home now.
But how come
that guy has his hands in his pants?
Yo, Pika, shut up.
Nah, I'm not saying gay, but like, I don't know. It's all good though. Fuck. But yeah, can't see me still.
You, Binga is so, the way Binga catches stuff on videos, guys, this is madness, fam. I don't know how.
Yeah, I know still. Yeah. This is what it is, you know? Sorry.
Oh my God! I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying now because of this.
Yeah.
Yo, okay. What do you think is better, that Bushman freestyle, or YG's 6 Buzz?
Fam, I gotta go.
Necklace on your necklace, like,
I gotta go. You don't live your rap, because
everything
YG,
you see is cap. Yeah, you almost got kidnapped.
Some of us are, we gonna know who you be.
Jesus,
12 hours in a 6, but in a syllable, yo.
That's what Charlie be. Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, you know. YG, because I can tell you, YG is a Toronto man who sounds like a Toronto man. Like, he's not trying to sound like a UK man. And he comes with those, you know, the Toronto lingos. That's what I like. Like, once you come with those lingos, you win by a landslide in my books, man. Facts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So that's your opinion. You just like YG's more because it's just more fun to you.
Yeah, like I prefer like entertaining rap. Like I don't like this sad stuff. Like, oh, my bedroom's just that. Like I don't like the sad stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you ever hear like The Weeknd in a strip club, bro? Like you'll fall asleep, fam. Like you'll fall asleep. The girls are all right.
Missing. The money, the girls be dancing the slowest. They be doing choreography and shit. And
it's like Jigglypuff singing the Jigglypuff. You fall asleep.
So who do you want to hear in the clubs when they're getting played?
I like to hear like the upbeat stuff, like, you know what I mean, that P Valley type music, like, you know,
the pings.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you throw 10 down.
Yeah, I mean, to get them, get shake. Because you go to those clubs, you see the energy, fam. You know what I'm saying? Girls start, the back starts sweating and all that. Like, you know what I mean?
Have you heard Moolah getting played in the clubs?
I haven't heard them play that in the club still. Actually, to be honest, I haven't went on tour in a long ass time, fam. Like,
who's a Toronto artist that when you were on tour that you heard got played and you were like,
I heard some of them.
You know that you were like surprised. Like, yo, honestly, they're playing.
Bro, the Sizzlac. The Sizzlac, we listened to Six. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, whoa.
Where was this? This was at Midway, a lie?
This was at Locomotion, fam.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
possible.
I was like, Midway probably played something too. Midway plays everybody still. Like, yeah. It's like you go, you drop your mixtape off. And then,
so there was beer people in the club?
There's enough people in the club.
So
still.
Explain it.
That, it was very, it? Honestly, it was a very tense moment because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah.
Who's the DJ? The DJ
didn't even know I'm going. Like, no, but it was a girl.
Oh,
like,
it was a girl getting ready to go on stage. She picked that song.
Yeah, she was on the stage dancing. We was in the Six. I was like, whoa.
But
like,
doesn't she pick the songs though?
Yeah, so it was a girl who picked the song. Yeah, they picked three songs and she picked that song. I was like, okay.
The white girl?
Yeah, white girl. And I was like, I knew it. I was like, what? So, like, there's beer gangsters in the club. So everyone's looking at me like, yo. Like, you know, like, you're like, it's very tense. It's like,
I just want to know more, though. Hold on. You're going through too much. So is she a baddie, though? Or was
she actually was, still.
Okay, because that's what I'm thinking, too. Because, like, no offense to any of the white girls out there that are strippers or anything out there. No, keep doing your thing. I'm thinking, like, if it's not a baddie, the man, we're not going to allow that, fam.
Yeah, like, I was like, whoa, like, yeah. She's all right. These, not no done up things.
Nah, but.
Like a little French cute thing. Yeah, you know, those French things, like. And fam, they play that Rizzin' the Six. I'm like, whoa, because, like, I mean, we're okay with the matter.
Me and funny
like,
niggas just, don't mix with the Rizzin' the
yeah,
Six.
Fam. So I'm looking around the club. I'm like, people are looking around, like, you know, like, and people look at the girl and, like, yo, people are thinking, like, yo, I see man's going on their phones and stuff. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, what's about, like, yo, I don't know, fam. It got kind of like, it's a very tenuous moment when that song came on because, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, boy.
Me and funny niggas don't mix with the Rizzin' the Six. In the Six.
But that was surprising because I'm like, how do you even dance to that? Like, you know what I mean? That's like,
but she did a thing,
song. No? Yeah, I guess, but like, you know, but that's a gangster
even,
song. Like,
you couldn't even pay attention to it because it was just like,
yeah,
yo,
I'm just looking
really
around like, yo, what, hope nothing happens in
where's
the club right
exit?
Now. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hope nothing happens. Everyone's looking around like, what? I see Bear Man's talking chains and all kind of things. I'm like, what the hell's happening right now?
Yo, 10 years ago, well, who knows? Because I don't know if Toronto had like super RP tunes in the club and shit like that. But 10 years ago, if you were playing songs in a club, I danced to like anything I would think that is hot. So niggas would honestly probably looked at me like, oh, you're an op.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't know nothing about anything. Like, same thing. When the Realist in the Six came out, fam, I was bawling that song out.
Yeah,
song we the Realist in the Six. In the Six. In the Six, in the Six, in the Six. And niggas were looking at me like, and it's crazy too, because I be on Jane a lot. So yeah, niggas be looking at me like, yo, my guy, like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, eh? Like, you're trying to get killed out here, my guy. And I never knew until I went inside. And the man were like, yo, fam, you can't sing that song. I was like, why not? Because, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Doing time already teach you about what songs are not good to listen to or crazy, what songs the streets don't like, basically.
Like, yo, that was the most tensious moment I ever seen in a strip club. Because I seen some man, like, everyone's looking like the corner of their eyes, like, to see you. So everyone's bobbing and who's looking around, like, and people, phones are recording and people are on their phones and all kind of stuff. And everyone looked like on edge.
On edge.
Like, yeah. Because it's like, okay, what's about to happen?
Yeah, that's what I got when I first went to, not first, but when I time and I did my bid and I went to her. The man and were like, yo, it was like, I was singing it. Everybody kept hearing me just say, in a Six, in a Six, in a Six, in a Six, in a Six. And niggas were just looking at me like, so the man came to my cell one day and he was like, yo, fam, you can't be singing that song, bro.
Shit.
Like, man, I'm from certain, and I'm like, soldier. Yeah, and the man's like, all right, here, let me teach you a lesson in street politics.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were sitting there for like good 3-4 hours just telling me the shit. And I was just like, wow, fam, that's crazy. But yeah. Big up the man.
Like, DJ Snoopy had a good vision. He's like, you know, like, just music is music, like, you know. He's like, yo, forget the politics. I'm gonna play what I wanna play. Like, I like that approach, but I know sometimes
that's
like,
why a lot of his parties get shot up. But going back to Six Buzz and they keep Six Solid. So, who do you think in the longer run could have better freestyles? Do you think because Six Buzz is like a bigger platform, he's gonna have the bigger people, so his freestyles are? Because I'm not gonna lie, man. In our opinion, even though you like the YGs, I'm not gonna lie. Like that Dr. Bushman freestyle numbers and everything is showing it's the hardest freestyle thing we're going on right now.
Yeah, I mean it depends because like it's like neck and neck. Like, you know, one guy could be doing things and no one could just jump on, like someone could just look and just like in the study and just revolutionize it right away. Mm-hmm. And just, okay, he's didn't do this. I'm going to do this. Like, remember XFL, like, they had a sky cam.
Yeah.
NFL never had it. And then NFL took it and just...
And then fixed it into their own shit.
Exactly, fam. So, like, it's pretty much like just, okay, tit for tat in that sense, you know? Which is good because then, you know...
It's better for the city. Exactly. It's better for the artists. I think with me, it's like 6 months, you'll see bigger artists. Like, I think 6 months, you'll see the bigger artists. Or maybe...
I think so, too.
Maybe you'll see... underground art, like a underground American artist that you really want to see, like a 22 G's, or you know what I'm saying, like one of those guys that are on the way coming up and shit like that. A Fabio Foreign, 6 Buzz, you know what I'm saying? I can see something like that.
Yeah.
Who is it?
No, movie.
Wow, 6 Buzz. Wow.
Hey.
that was top five. My bad. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, I think Keep Six Solid is going to get like the real underground spitters, where I feel like, I don't know, man. Keep Six Solid just has it right now. In my opinion with this Dr. Bushman too, just like we were saying, I feel like he's in a position to be like, when niggas are freestyling or putting out their 16s, he'd be like, yo fam, nah, this ain't it. It ain't hard enough, bro. You don't even have to bring it up to Bushman, but the bar set so high. That is like, yo, bro, if you're not really coming in there to friggin' wet shit up in the boot, don't come, fam. And I don't mean shoot it up with your guns, guys. I mean shoot up with your bars.
Yeah.
So,
do you think they even like cut, like make certain, like if a guy comes and does a thing, like you think they're just like, no, just completely cut him, like edit him, like, you know what? It wasn't that hot, so I'm just gonna.
I think Keep Six Solid will tell him.
Okay.
I think they're gonna hear the saga, the freestyle beforehand, and he's gonna tell him like, "Fam, nah, this ain't it."
Came with a tired man.
I'm not coming to come produce this.
You came with the JR Ryder 20 Below recycled bars, like get paid for the recycle.
Yeah, because
like,
if you're gonna come on this keep 16, come with fire. Don't be coming with this bullshit, fam. Again, Dr. Bushman has set the bar very, very high for you guys. So I believe the Crook and Sheffy, I believe they're supposed to be up next. And I like both of these guys, but
I think
Sheffy?
I think Sheffy will body that the Crook. Still.
I think Sheffy will body it too, but it's just like, I don't know, fam. Dr. Bushman, just that one's so rude. Like, it's rude, fam. I know I'm not giving the same expressions as Friday was, but like inside, fam, I'm thinking that I just don't want to say it yet because I feel like somebody else might just drop something totally fucking harder in the next couple of days or weeks. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. See, this is why I didn't say it. But yeah. Well, salute to both platforms. Friday, anything quick on that? On
PTA or PSA, my bad. Any rappers who are pulling up on us, I said this on the live yesterday, have some bars ready. I'm not trying to say to put the man them on the spot or be like, oh, mad. No. Like, we y'all rappers, right? So we're going to talk. We're going to do our interview, regular thing, but we're going to get to these bars.
You said freestyle? Like, no,
pressure. Just have some bars. Okay. You know what I'm saying? No off the head. We don't need. And I'll specify quick, fast. If you're a swag rapper or whatever, for lack of a better term, we'll put on that kind of beat for you. If you're a bars man, then we'll put on that beat for you. We're not going to try to jumble you up or whatever. We just want to hear dope shit, fam.
And two, if you want us to swag out the production, we can swag out the production for you too. You just let us know, fam. You know what I'm saying? But we've been doing that, though. I want to say we've been asking people. And it's not like... I know people, oh, you're copying. No. It's not even like that. It's not even like we were the first because, you know, like the podcast been out. We've been had freestyles on here. But even recently, we've been having live performances. Like YT and Paco came in last year, did a live performance. Charmaine dropped some bars on us last year too. Like people been dropping bars. Like so you know what I'm saying?
Robbie Khan freestyles. Robbie
Khan. Like, come on, fam. So we've been doing our stuff too. It's just, you know.
Drop bars like jail soap. So.
Don't do that.
Get it? Because it's soap bar.
Don't drop the soap. Definitely.
Bingo, album coming soon.
Hey.
Speaking about people that that's what you should play right now, Freddie. Oh, so going to jail tonight. Somebody's going to jail tonight. Going to jail tonight. Guess who's going to jail tonight?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be loud.
And then while you do it, just go to his Insta. Have you heard this song?
I heard so. This is in a movie, right?
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
Like Project X, I think, I think.
No?
Something, though.
This
something.
Is new. Yo, this song right here.
I think it's in Euphoria. No.
It's probably in a movie already, fam.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen the movie. That's why. I think it's some old 70s rock song, though. But shit, Kanye West is sick for that. That song is fucking sick, bro.
I can't lie.
Like, I like music like that, bro. Like, that's art.
That's just art.
Yeah, bro.
It's art.
Let me say the artist. That's what the artist means. Like,
yo, listen. To anybody that listens to this podcast, if you're like a bigger head out there, if you're like an industry head, and you know Kanye West, can you please take his phone away, bro? He's wilding right now. Seriously, somebody really needs to take his phone away. Have you seen what this guy's been posting?
Fam, I'll see this wild stuff on TMZ with this guy, bro.
Fam, this guy's going at Kim. Mm. He's going at Pete. Mm. He's going at Kid Cudi. Mm-mm. He's going at everyone. I've never seen this before.
just
this is why you can't, when you're a billionaire, you got to have somebody like around you that maybe has more money than you or something, because like he's wilding the fuck out, fam. Like, so look at this.
You feel the pressure like bottle tops.
Oh, right before fuck. He deleted the one. So one, he had the Avengers picture, mm-hmm. the Civil War.
Right.
So the poster with, you know, Iron Man versus Captain America.
Yeah.
So it's him
clashing.
Him versus Kim.
Yeah.
And then it was there's, I think, Future, Drake, all the people that were on his side, and had Pete Davidson on her side, Kid Cudi, Taylor Swift. Like, how the fuck did Taylor Swift get involved? Like, leave Taylor out of this shit. Then, like, he's doing, look at this, he's doing the Venom shit.
Carnage, all this shit.
Like, Kanye versus Pete Davidson, the Verses.
He's having fun.
So, and in the caption, he goes, this ain't about Skeet, people. It's about selling y'all a narrative. Skeet just playing his part in Frozen 3. Except it's not in the theaters. This time, it's on Daily Mail. Mm. Tell Bob and the entire Disney staff you wasted your money on Star Wars and Marvel, because even though it makes money, you'll never control the high schools. No one's ever heard a Machine Gun Kelly song, Bob. Why the fuck this is he taking shots at? Like, yo, fam, he's wilding. So then in another post.
He's having fun with this.
So everybody thought like he's hacked, right? Because he's going off. Yeah. The man put a post. My account is not hacked. I will be at Sunday service at noon and will be taking North and Saint to the Super Bowl. Shortly after, who is this? Shet Hanks. Is that Shet Hanks he's talking about? The real Shet Hanks, the one I was on live with? That one?
It's your boy.
That's my boy. Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. Yeah. So I'll double whatever they paying you, paying you, just so you don't have to look at the pawn ever again. Big love.
Hey.
Yo, he's wilding. And then he put up the post. Hold on. Where is it?
Goat life, yo.
For what that? Oh, woman in a brief.
He put up the post of Kanye, Pete Davidson, and Justin Bieber in brief together, and he said, "No, you will never meet my children."
Oh no,
Jesus!
Woman in a brief.
Yo, fam, he's
Mr. West.
He put up another post where he was tagging Charlamagne, fam. Come on, Friday, he needs help, bro. Mm. Like, at this point in time, he needs help, bro.
He needs Sway. Because when he told Sway, you ain't got to answer Sway.
Sway don't have the answers now either.
Oh, house, no. man.
The man said, I would have never asked for the loyalty if it was never offered. I found a cool picture because I love Cuddy and always will be, well, always will. But Dunder 2 is about running back in that burning house. I respect not everyone going to be ready for the smoke. Mm. I don't know what he's on, fam.
Let me ask you a quick question. If this wasn't Kanye saying this and doing all these crazy shit, would this person, would people still think that person's crazy?
Yes. You have, okay, here's my thing. You have kids involved in this, fam. That's my whole thing of why you don't bring it to social media. Like, there's social media and then there's real life, my G.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody needs to know your personal motherfucking business, bro. Like, the kids are young. The kids don't, personal business don't need to be out here. Deal with it in the fucking courts. You have $1 billion. Act like a fucking grown-up, B. What the fuck you doing posting on the internet like you're fucking Soulja Boy? Like, come on, fam. This is idiot behavior, fam. I know he's a genius musically, but we can't be encouraging this kind of behavior, fam. It's funny as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. It's dead funny. But I'm not encouraging it, fam. Like, you gotta stop this shit, bro. Like, this is idiot things that you're reposting people from Insta or just on Google. Like, come on, fam.
But I can't like
what
that.
What do you want?
That Venom and Carnage picture is kind of sick.
It's sick,
though,
fam. Even the Civil War one. The Civil War one is sick.
Yeah. Sick. Because the head shapes. It looks sick.
He's a sick man.
We're going to talk about that too, getting swapping out stuff. Because I see something crazy the other day watching something, a crazy ad. But
His graphic designer is pretty good.
It's not his but that's what I'm saying. It's not his graphic designer. He's just finding these random things on like Twitter and shit. Like he's seeing these and then he's grabbing them. He's giving love to the people that he's taking it from, apparently, too. I respect that. But it's just like him saying he doesn't respect Kid Cudi and like, come on, fam. You're dissing Big Sean. Like,
damn.
Like, I don't know, man. I know people are going to be like, yo, you guys know his entertainment anyways. Like, he did the whole thing with Drake for him and Drake to go peace up. He did the whole thing with Big Sean to him and Big Sean to go peace up. Also, too, big up him and I heard apparently a leak with him and Pressa. I hope that song's on Donda too, bro. I really hope that song's on Donda too. That'd be big for Big Press. But I'm just not fucking with this shit, bro. Like Kanye has a lot of people that look at him as he's their idol, fam. They look at him like, yo, like that's my idol. I want to like be like Kanye and this and that and the third. And people have to understand like this kind of behavior is not cool, especially when you have a family, fam. Mm. You have kids. Your kids are going to see this behavior. Maybe when they're older, they're going to hear about this behavior and they're going to rock with it, fam. Why didn't you go talk to my mom like a man, fam? Mm. Go talk to my mom, deal with things. If she's not cool with it, deal with it through the courts, fam. Don't bring this shit to Instagram, bro. That's all I got to say as it. Like, what do you guys think?
I mean, you're right. To be honest, I second that still. Like, he's like, you know, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he knows what he's doing. Like, he has like a, like, I don't know. Like,
he does, but it's like, people like drama, fam. People like the fuckery.
It's like, he knows how to play like Mr. Sinister. And then like, he knows how to like, bring it back to like Archangel or something. Like,
but it, right? It's so funny that you put them two together.
Yeah,
it's crazy because yes, it's not right what he's doing, but the results that I think that he's looking for, because anytime that Kanye has these rants or these wild outs or whatever, there's an album right around the corner. It's never just him just doing it and he doesn't have product to sell.
So this is how he promotes his album, is by putting up, like, putting everybody around him on blast.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, fam.
It is, but it works.
Yeah. It's like he puts himself in and hops back on.
Because, in the box. 10, 15 years from now, when North and Saint start really, like, they're growing and they can see certain things and they can read about what he did and all the tweets that he did, even though he did it maybe in a sense to, yes, I wanted to try and get you guys back. They're going to look at it, but like you did this, fam. Like you put my mom on blast. Mm. Like you're putting her on pictures of like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're exposing the dude that she's supposed to be dating. Like the behavior is just like, I don't know, fam. Like we're supposed to be men. As men, like, you know what I'm saying? A Toronto man would have been like, yo, fam, keep him moving, fam.
Yeah.
Keep him moving. Are my kids good? Can I check my kids? Let's bring it to court. I got dollars. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think a Toronto man is like a bad example.
Yeah. Toronto man, actually, you're right. A Toronto man wouldn't even care in the first place. You are definitely right.
He only cares because the next man has it now. Like, no.
You're actually right. Because I did say he is moving like a Toronto man. So, yeah.
Well, he's just not moving manly, fam. I'm not rocking with it. I don't feel it, bro. I don't know. What did he say? Something about niggas shifting and shit? Who put this? What? Trending number one, shifting the paradigm. Niggas got no idea. Keep going, OG. On the day of the Super Bowl, while on the way to the Super Bowl, God has a plan.
Oh, boy, he's going to crash.
Don't.
Like, drop the bridge like ultimate art. Death art. Oh, no. Splash.
Kanye get better, man. That's all I have to say. I want the people from that from Kanye's camp to grab his motherfucking phone because that nigga don't need a phone no more.
Last thing though, but just to push back a little bit, there's nothing wrong with him. He's not better, not bad. He's just what he's doing is bad. But like, I don't think he has any mental issues as far as like that's him, like his whatever, his mental health that's making him do that. I think he's just a fucking manipulative motherfucker who's like, I want to sell some records by any means, or sell whatever I'm selling by any means necessary, whoever gets hurt around me. Like, it's bad.
Help. You need help then. You need help, fam, because then that's a problem, fam, because you're willing to like put your family under the dirt. You're willing to put anybody that's helped you under the dirt just to sell some motherfucking records, fam. You need fucking help, bro. That's not right, bro. You're a multimillionaire. You don't have to, you're not a multimillionaire. You're a fucking billionaire. What if this, like, you don't have to do that, fam.
Like, what if this, like, his entire scheme, like, you know, like,
that's how he gets paid? Like, that's he's a guy.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys, like he just leaves with a bunch of, like, what ifs. And makes you think amongst each other and say, okay, if someone bash him, someone's going to defend him. But what if? Oh, like, and that's his grand plan. Like, yeah.
Still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's still a piece of shit, yeah. In my opinion. That's all I gotta say. Don't do that, fam. Anyways. Fucking put out some better music. So you seen the Nelly thing? And you must have seen it. It was on my phone.
Yeah, I was on your shit. I was like, okay, the man got that.
So yo, do you know he wasn't the only person that got exposed that week?
Who else did?
So there's two others that got exposed.
Yeah, wow. It was a busy week for
videos. For videos getting exposed. Mm-hmm. One was Lil Fizz. He got exposed diddling his thing. People were riding on his thingy too.
What?
They're saying it was a shrimp pass. And the other person that got exposed was Isaiah Rashad. I don't really want to get too heavy on it, but let's just say it wasn't with females.
Oh. Okay.
The only good thing about it, I guess, not good thing, whatever. The good thing about it was hip hop community didn't like shit on him. Like there's people like saying, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? People shouldn't out him like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shouldn't have been a way for like if he wanted to come out and say he was whatever, that should have been on his terms. Like, and who cares? Like if he is who he is, that is what it is, because like he still makes great music.
So what was he doing exactly like?
Timestamp? What time? What is the time stamp? What is the time stamp?
No, I got it.
1:02.
You got it, Friday? Hold on. Let me get Friday over here.
1:02:21. Go.
So he was sucking some penis and getting sucked off and sucking some penis at the same time.
He's doing a 69. What do you call it? Two guys, 99?
I didn't watch it. I just heard about it on Adam 22.
So. Or an 11 or something? Like,
I didn't watch it, fam. I heard about it on Adam 22, 17, bro. I didn't see the Little Fizz one either.
Like 99.
I'm not going to lie. I seen the Nelly one.
Yeah,
the big up Nelly. He got me 10K, 13K on my YouTube. Make sure you guys go subscribe to my YouTube page, Gutsy Guts, all right? And help me get to 1K. Monetize that bitch. But the other two, I did not see. So my whole thing about it was, do we even know if these are the real guys that are in these videos? Because I don't know if you've seen what I put up here, Friday. I put Deep Swap on here. I was getting ready to watch Power last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watch it off Mr. World Premiere or one of my other channels. I don't give a fuck if people know anymore. Series 9.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was watching it, this pop-up came up, fam. Now, you can't put it in the fucking thing. But the pop-up, it was a fucking porno pop-up.
Okay.
But it was a face fucking swap thing, fam.
Wow.
So the video's guaning, and you can take your face or somebody else's face and put it into the video, and it swapped the person's face, fam. Wow. As the gal was getting digged out, you seen her face just change to another girl's face. Boy. I was like, yo, what? Mm-mm. You can finesse the fuck out of people right now.
Fantasy
fam.
Porn.
The massive fantasy porn.
Shape-shifting.
But fam, that leads me to say, like, yo, fam, like, people are people getting finessed out here? Like, are people using apps and fucking blackmailing people and, you know?
I think so, because I think I remember hearing something about that. There's a French artist, and I think there was someone that was doing, like they did the face swap thing with him, too, like, and they put him out there on the porn hubs and stuff like that. And I was like, it's a whole big thing, something like a defamation thing. So let's see. I want pizza, though. I keep smelling pizza.
But so he's like, he's smelling pizza.
I think it does happen, but I don't think it's happening in these particular.
That's a face swap.
Oh my God.
So it's a girl took, that's not her body, or that's her body, but she put Kylie Jenner on it.
Wow, that's insane, fam. Press play.
Kylie Jenner's not built like that, fam.
No, whoa, no, that's too serious. Fam. No. What? Y'all gonna start doing that. Put some LO.
Mute it so it doesn't.
Yo, who's like a knees ass? Like a Shamar Moore, just put my hand on the Shamar Moore body. Like, yes, me, ladies. I don't even work out no more, fam.
Look at Rihanna face swap. Like, wow. That's mod, fam.
That's insane, bro. That's insane.
I think it happens. I just don't think it's happening in these particular cases that just popped off. Like, I think Lil Fizz is clout chasing. I kind of said the same with Nelly, but Nelly kind of went on an apology tour. That might have been a leak pause. Mm-hmm. And Isaiah Rashad, I think he was blackmailed. But that deep swap shit is some real shit.
This is scary, fam. Like, as an artist, if you're a big time artist, you can get fucked up.
Man, frame a man for this. You can frame somebody with
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. The man put his face on Justin Bieber's thing, fam. Like, what is this, fam? You can go do that.
I'm going to try that still.
Deep swap featuring Bingo coming soon.
Go to some Gold's Gym Muscle Beach and just put my head on the man's muscle by that. Right? Like, ladies. Come true.
Okay. Yeah, so yo, man them and gal them, be careful out here, bro, because like yo, this deep swap thing is serious. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take a little break. Let's just take the break.
Hey, pizza time.
Six views uncut. Hey,
not a lot, but it's a 1-2. A little 20 sub I got from you. It's not bad.
Hey.
Ooh, it only says I got 6 things from it. Where is that? Like, where's the cloud? Fuck, I did. What's up? What did? Hold on. I didn't even look at the news. What am I coming back in with? The Hot 97 drill shit.
We don't have uncut segments no more.
Not really, fam. What do you want to come? No, Binga's gonna say some old tune. fuck it. Let's just come in, bro. 6 views uncut. We're back.
Hey,
pizza break.
Hey, itis.
Yo, big up DAC. What is it? DACC Consultants. He binged me up. He sent us some merch and shit like that. But I gotta get the full merch on. Yo, my apologies, my boy. But you know what I'm saying? DAC is out there. Make sure you guys go hit him up on his Instagram, TikTok. He be doing all that shit. It's Bingo's birthday.
Hey.
And two, yo, cookies. This shit is strong, fam. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if it's the liquor. No, it's the weed, fam. That shit is strong.
Yeah, that shit is powerful.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yo, this is a conversation that I wanted to bring up last week. Big up 6 Songs. I was dropping the latest news and everything, but he posted something from College Kid where Hot 97's DJ Drewski no longer playing gang diss songs on radio following recent shooting of Nas Blicky and T.Woo. Is this a good move? And there was a whole message that he had in there. Like, if you make drill music, there's a lot of drill songs without dissing your ops or smoking on your ops. Step up your pen game and creativity. No reason why every week someone is getting locked up or killed. I can't change the world, but I can stop supporting the nonsense. I admit I'm a fan of the drill records and supported, supported from the beginning, but it's only getting worse. Shake my head. We also had two. I didn't have this on there, but what is it? New York Mirror. He's trying to ban fucking drill music from social media.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. There was a big thing that he was actually trying to ban it from social media in general. I believe I posted it on my page.
That's crazy.
But yeah, like, I've been saying it for a while, fam. Like, drill especially, there's no good in this, fam. We're K-Flock now. We're seeing it happen to, like, we're just seeing constant numerous friggin' drill artists either get shot, killed, get arrested. Like, there's no good in drill, fam. Like, I haven't seen the biggest, I want to say New York, our biggest American drill artist was fucking Pop Smoke. And look what happened to him. He didn't even get a time to drop a full fucking album.
Oh, he didn't even get old enough to drink in the States.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it goes back to the question, like, should drill music really be banned at this point? Or should, like, niggas really just, step up your creativity? You can do drill music, but be creative when you're being drilled.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be the whole shoot 'em up, bang, bang, all the fucking time.
Because I heard something too, like, I'm not sure I remember hearing it from, but I think they're talking about, like, they're saying they don't need the radio. I think it was on the Clubhouse thing, I think. And they're saying they don't need radio, actually. Like, yo, we got YouTube, all kinds of platforms and stuff. So, like, you know, it'd be hurting the radio. The radio would be hurting itself if they took off that type of stuff. Like, but that's what I
would heard. It be though?
I think so. Because I think, like,
radio's already in a place where it's in a downfall, regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, if you don't play the drill stuff, like, I feel like it's not really gonna help or hurt you, because a lot of the drill music you can't play on the radio anyways.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you're not gonna be able to play half of these songs because it's just gonna get bleak the fuck. It's just gonna boop, 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 boop. And that's all you're hearing, right? So it doesn't make sense to have, like, well, it doesn't even make sense. They're just not dropping it. But to me, yeah, the drill music has to step up, fam.
Yeah.
You can't have these niggas, like, everybody that you think of as a drill artist in the last how many years, if they become big in any way, they've been shot at, they've been arrested, they've been killed. Like, drill, to me, doesn't work in America, fam.
And fam, like, yo, the beats are so sick.
Yeah, the beats are fire.
Like, they sample these, like, old school, like, you know, like, the smashing school, hits.
The pop song that
there be. Well, you got to be specific when you're talking about the sample, right? Because, you know, salute to the YouTube investigators and stuff like that. Like, that sample stuff is Bronx drill.
Mm-hmm.
The sample driven, the champions and all that shit.
Yeah.
That's Bronx drill. They do the sample thing. You know what I mean? The Brooklyn drill is more derived of the UK original
sound.
The Bronx one, I like the Bronx stuff.
That's that do 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 do.
Yeah, weird sound
effects.
The boom boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Bronx drill is the new sound with the samples.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That one.
With the same drill beat, drum sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Bronx drill is crazy.
They break it down, fam. It's deep.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It's too deep, fam. These niggas, you know, like, K-Flock got beef with his cousin?
No.
You know who K-Flock is? You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
The nigga got beef with his cousin.
How? Over what?
They have diss tracks to each other.
Over what?
They're beefing in jail.
They're both in jail and sending beef. They sent
on the phone.
Yeah, they sent diss records from jail. Fam,
yeah.
On jail phone, like, your jail phone call. Yo, fuck that nigga came by. Yo, these boys. Like, they said, yo, when the next time we pull up on aunties, it's a thing.
Wow.
Family reunions is a motherfucker.
And how old are these guys again?
I'm like 18, 19.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like 10.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's funny, but not funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fact,
but they were like super young.
Man's like, yo, I did 20 months in timeout.
Yeah, fam.
The man said he did 20 months on timeout. Yo, that has to be the name of the episode. 20 months on timeout.
20 months in timeout. Like, you know how long I faced that wall?
Well, what about Toronto? Do you think Toronto will get to a point where we'll stop supporting Toronto drill?
I don't think so yet, still, to be honest.
I think we're not getting close to there.
Yeah, I think it's getting sick now. You know what I'm saying? Like, two teeth. But I don't think that's going to happen yet, still. I think Toronto's kind of picking it up now, but who knows, still.
Friday. What do you think?
I think Drewski's very ambitious with his goals and stuff like that. And I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the thing is with drill, it's a drill. Okay? It kind of means I'm going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what a drill is. So that's why it's called drill music. It would be nice for it to be creative and talk about other shit, but that's what the music is about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about fucking sliding on motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know it's fucking up the society and ray-tay-tay-tay, but like...
Yeah, you're right.
You can't change. It's just going to have to call it something else, fam. I'm sorry.
It's not even
something else, but do the man have to stop supporting it, though?
Yeah, they could stop supporting it. That's fine. But they can't be like, oh, you guys could be more creative with your drill. And then it's not drill anymore, fam. You're not drilling anymore. You're just talking about other shit.
Yeah. You're just rapping.
Yeah.
It's not like death metal. It's like, once you know, they could do that shit too. But you're talking about, I'm going to kill myself.
This guy with the fucking death metal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's right, though, because that's why it's death metal. They can't be like,
turn it down a little bit.
I'm in love. Yeah. That's not death metal anymore.
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying? With the same beat.
Yeah. It's like,
no, you're right.
It's like, whoa.
That's why I felt like we had to break down like the beats and like, because it's not only about the beat, it's about what they're saying.
Yeah. Because a lot of the guys, well, the guys that are taking like the samples, they are very aggressive with the
lyrics. I like that's sick, bro. I was like, whoa, the Bronx one is okay, bro. Yeah, that one is sick. I think the tournament could move and use like a reggae thing, use some old Cardinal in there, like, you know.
Right.
It's sad that mad people's lives are being lost and people are going to jail and shit like that. But like, if you take that part away, then it's not drill anymore.
Yeah, the man should take Bacardi slang.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bacardi slang and old time killing. You guys can drill those songs. I want to hear how they would
do some Northern touch, you know? Like thrust, like, you know your mom. So you know your mom. Ting, 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 ting. You know your mom.
Ain't nobody got ops like us.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody shoot up the ops like us.
Hey, some.
I know. I was going to start naming the blocks. And I was like, holy shit.
Catch you slipping. Then no more. Shoot on the bus. Like, okay.
TTC, we don't care. We'll shoot on the bus.
Hey, yeah, I mean.
Nobody got ops more than us. More than us.
Right? Fuck such and such. You guys thought you had to start the verse. Fuck such and such.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, you got to go right at somebody right away, fam. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't got guns like us.
I'm not even going to do it.
Strip club.
Yo, can you make that phone call for me, please? And yeah, well, big up to Drewski. Yeah, hopefully he can, you know, start a wave or something. But
strip club, nightclub, bang him on the bus. Hey. Strip club, strip club, mall.
Yo, yeah, did I ever tell you about the time I fucking almost got shot at the strip club by the police?
No, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the hell? What happened?
I went to go pick up my brethren, right? She wasn't even dancing there. I think she was like bartending or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So she was like, yo, are you in Brampton? This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she was like, yo, can you come pick me up? So I was like, yeah, sure. She was like, you can come in and drink. I'm like, I don't drink. I'll stay outside and smoke, right?
Yeah.
Fam, I kid you fucking not. The riot team came and just... Get out the fucking car! Get on the floor!
Damn, dog.
I was on the floor just seeing light. Fam.
Like face down, nose touching
the
car.
Yo, fam, I'm just picking somebody up, fam. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck is going on out there, fam.
Holy shit.
Yo, move to the side. Yo!
Yo.
Who's that?
Sound smooth.
Yo, what's good?
Nothing. What are you saying, big dog? Yo, right now we got Mr. Push. Mr. Old School Project Bounce Legend.
Crack House Radio King.
We were just watching a video by Richie Sosa, I Bang. We seen you. We seen you in the background with Baby Grime. How much of that bars did you write for Richie Sosa, by the way? How much of that did you write for Richie Sosa, by the way?
Oh, stop this. Richie Sosa been fire.
Hey.
Salute to Richie Sosa.
If you don't know, now you know. It's the boy, Nemesis, K-Nemesis. Yo.
Don't hate the player, what, hate the game.
One thing I want to clarify, like the K is silent, so it's actually Nemesis. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, it's just Nemesis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm Nemesis. Really thinking it's over, like, I keep switching it up.
Yeah, you do, fam. Mm. Yeah, honestly, fam, like, obviously, you dropped Push, but before all that, man, we have to give you your flowers, bro, because you know me and you go way back, fam. Back from, should I expose Heart Lake Day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, but just everything that you've been through, just like Project Bounce, your rap career, to now see you making fucking movie-type qualities, like, this shit look better than some of the movies I be seeing on Netflix and shit, bro, like, honestly, bro, big up your friggin' self, fam. Like, yeah, bro, you need your flowers right now. Can we get some? Can we get some applause here for them in the sound effects, please? And thank you. Sorry. Friday was a little bit late.
Hey, there you go.
So, Nem, Push 5. It's out right now. Hold on, get the audience out. Get the audience out. Audience, can you please cool down? Thank you. So Push 5 is out right now for the people. What can the people be expecting? Not giving away too much spoilers because they want them to go see. Will everything be wrapped up in this last final film that we see here?
Well, basically, they can look forward to like some intensity, you know what I'm saying? Better quality as far as the performances and the acting, you know what I'm saying? The angles and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Because like everyone got better, you know? So I feel like they can expect improvement.
Okay. What's the biggest thing you've learned from doing Push?
That is not as easy as it looks. Mm. Like, it's easy to watch it. It's easy to sit there and watch it, but to actually put it together,
yeah,
it takes a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was like a 5-minute short. Like, a lot of time goes into that 5-minute short, you know? So, I got to see all the creatives out there doing their thing, too.
Facts.
Yo, Nem, quick question. How long did it take you to put the movie together? Because I know you were putting parts, like, of the what was it called before? It was, like, more of, like, a mini-series, or...
What was that, Push?
Yeah, like, originally it was more of, a mini-series, or...
Oh, no, it was supposed to be a short film.
So a short film.
It was just a short film itself. But then it ended up being longer because we didn't know like the timing of the script, right? So this was the first time working on something like this. So we didn't even know the timing of the script. We just thought it was going to be a certain time, but it ended up being longer than that. So then the COVID shit happened and the lockdown. So I'm like, you know what? It might be best to add an hour worth of footage. So I'm like, it might be best if I break it down into 3 parts. You know what I'm saying? And then when I broke it down into 3 parts and ended everyone with a cliffhanger, everybody was saying it's a show. Right, and then for us it was just to test the water to see what the response would be like, but like the response is like, this is it, this isn't no tester or nothing like that, like this is it, you know. So that's why we went on to do part 4, and then initially it was supposed to be done because Baby Grime got killed in part 3, right? So if anybody hasn't tapped in, they can go tap in, but that was supposed to be the end. So since we continued it, she's too, because now we're the story's ongoing, but she kind of got slapped out of it.
Yeah, she wanted to do her own thing. Yo, sorry to cut you. Do a backstory on her, fam. Let her do you can find out how she got before, you know?
Facts. Actually, I have another twist, too, so I might work with it. Like, if we go ahead and we move on with more, I definitely know what I'm going to do with Grime for sure.
So, y'all, Nem.
No.
Yo, I heard from a strong, reliable source, maybe as strong as a reliable source can be, that Benga's gonna be in Basmati's gonna be in the movie part 2. I think I heard something like that. I don't know.
You say it from a credible source, eh?
Yeah, strong, credible, reliable source.
No, man, I got something locked in for you, bro. Yeah. I got a whole bunch of parts that I'm working on, so you already know.
Okay, say that then. You guys heard it first? See, you guys asked for it, you get it. There you go.
Yo, Nem, what's the feeling like? Like, because you've dropped songs, you've dropped mixtapes, albums, and now you're dropping, like, these films. What's the difference of, like, when you drop a film than when you're dropping, like, a music video or a song?
I feel like the film is something different, especially like in the city, because like the film industry, like the local film industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as popular as doing music videos. You know what I'm saying? So true. I feel like whenever I drop something like this, the reaction is different, you know? Like, the reaction is like, I would say it's like, not better, but it's just different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Like, the reaction is different. The feedback's different. The people liking it's different. It's almost like adding on to the fan base that normally listens to music in the city too, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I always like to do it in a way where like, it's most professional as possible. So I guess like people respect that, you know what I'm saying? And then the energy comes right back
when
people get to see it.
No, that's fact. And two, you get it down to the, like, even the characters, right? Like, when you're doing music, people are just going to ride on you if they don't like you, like, whatever, right? With them, they might not like a character, or they might like a character, you know, like, I see.
Exactly. And then sometimes some people that I thought would have been happy, like, they ain't too happy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the next side of it, too. It's like, what are you mad about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
Like, people getting in their feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, though. Cause and then other people that don't normally pop up start popping up, too, you know? Like, I like that. This is the next thing, too. A lot of people are like, yo, that shit is sick. I see you doing your thing. Ray, they have all these opinions, but they didn't even watch it yet. they seen the promo, they seen all of that, but like,
they're not even subscribed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go watch it, like, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. We know.
But like, either way, it's a good feeling, like, every time it gets released, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm taking it to the next level every time, and I like, I'm always trying to do better than my last, you know what I'm saying? So, you only know what else is coming up.
Facts. So what else do we have to be expecting for them 2022? Are you getting into TIFF, fam?
Hell yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is I got a whole other project that I'm going to TIFF with. So
okay.
I'm going to have to do that. And I'm saying, so definitely look out for that too. I got some projects that I know that I'm going to just drop out there for the people to see on YouTube. And then I got some shit that I'm going to do for TIFF.
Dope. So,
yes, sir.
Push, man. Last episode. So, I haven't seen it yet. Like, I'm waiting to go see it tonight.
I gotta go watch that. That's just...
Yeah, because I want to act like I'm so in fucking, like, I want you to spoil this shit for me. Like, is this the end? Like, are we going to see more? Like, I feel like you could take so many characters and do.
Yeah, like, it's like a finale vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, like, it ain't over, but, like, it's a finale. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
See? So, like, basically, like, the seed is planted so I can bounce back anytime, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what I want to do. If I want to do a full feature, like everything that dropped so far could be a prequel to the actual feature film, right?
Yeah. So how much does Netflix have to drop on you to bring it over there?
What's that?
How much does Netflix have to drop on you? How much money do they got to bring to the table?
Stop this. Oh, no. I got to do some thinking. I don't like to answer too much off the hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like to strategize and shit, you know?
Watching them, fam.
I'd have to figure out something proper.
Yo, honestly, bro, super proud of you. Again, you already know, like I said, from watching you from back in the day to seeing what you're doing now, my G, like, honestly, bro, you deserve your motherfucking flowers in this motherfucking city, and hopefully you get it, like, worldwide and shit, bro, because you're doing your thing, my G.
Facts. The sky's the limit. You already know.
Yeah, man. Everybody, push out right now. Go follow Mr. Nemesis. Go follow Day Day, who's Silence.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. God Beats.
Shout out God Beats. You know what I'm saying, baby? Grime, all the actors, the whole cast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, free up Bizloke. Hold your head, Bizloke. Shout out Chromas. I got her. And remember, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, Nem. So give it to them, fam.
Exactly. Kick up and take that in, you know?
Come, beer bacas.
You got to give us a line, fam.
What's that?
You got to give us that line.
Oh, that thing when I see on the gram? The big bottom thing on the gram? Anytime I hold that, beer baka.
Yo, Nem, appreciate you, eh, my G?
You already know, G.
All right, don't know.
Yeah, G.
All right, don't know.
And you guys look out for Push It to the Limit.
Okay.
With Boss Muddy Bingo.
We say Push Book 2?
Book 2, yeah.
Book 2?
It's called Push It to
Push
the Limit.
Push It to
the Limit, yeah.
You're fucking...
Shit 2. the limit.
Yo, big up Nem for calling. Make sure you guys go subscribe, like to all of Push's stuff. I'm trying to think, fam. I ain't got much else. Do you guys have anything else that's going on in the city? Anything else anybody else wanted to talk about? I can't find anything. Is there anything else going on?
I want to talk about how tough that two teeth. Oh, beatings. Beatings.
Shit slap like beatings.
There was something that's that, the highest that, track, that was. Fuck. Oh, Super Bowl performance. Mm. What y'all think that? Shit. I guess we're gonna be missing it, kind of.
What time does it even start?
The game. Let's see where the
game starts at 9.
Oh,
so the game's just getting ready to start just now, right?
Hmm.
Yeah. See.
I don't know if it would be make any sense for us to make any predictions of what tunes that.
Oh no, the game, the Super Bowl is already up. It's 3:15-28. So the Super Bowl performance already happened.
Let's see here.
So let's see what happened.
AOL. We can watch the AOL highlights.
Right. We can go see the highlights right now. Oh, by the way, too, Tommy's show is still mid, guys. We gotta admit, like, yo, I know Power fans. I know you guys like Tommy and all this stuff, but that show is mid right now. I don't know what the fuck they got to do to get that show better, but it is mid.
Yo, hold on. Is the book two like start again or something?
Book two is already done. That's book two is Tariq's show. Book three is Raising Kanan, where 50 Cent is old.
Yeah.
And book four is Force with Tommy. Yeah,
yeah. I like.
Tariq's shows are right now.
I don't like it.
I didn't like the first season, but this season there is a 1-2 episode so that made it.
So there's a new season good. Right now?
It's done.
Oh, okay.
With Mecca.
Okay, okay.
And Zeke died. Sorry, spoiler warners if you didn't watch it.
Zeke.
You know Zeke, right? The basketball player.
Oh, he died?
He died. Oh, fuck.
No, I didn't even care because I hate that season. From when I see like this college, like high school gangster, I'm like, no. That's like, you're not selling me on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like big grown man gangster thing. Like,
fam. The kiddie gangster thing is no, kiddie, I don't want to see that, fam. That's an idiot thing, fam. Like, what are you encouraging? Why these black kids got to go sell drugs with the white youth?
Stop this. Digging out bodies and shit. Fuck that, bro. Like, come on.
I have something from the halftime show here. There's a couple of things here.
Nip slip again?
No. There's some performances. I'll play awesome stuff.
I get hot. You need by the end of this show.
Let me put it up on the
screen.
What's
the opening
song? Oh, it looks sick.
Oh, this looks so dope.
Yeah.
Keep that Dr. Dre right here. Come down the stage.
Okay.
Is that the metaverse? I don't think this is. Oh, this is actually real.
The man said, is that the metaverse?
No, it's just like, it's so crazy. Like, 8K.
In the White House.
You know what I'm saying? Holy.
Lip sync king.
Oh man, RIP Nate Dogg, fam.
I know, eh?
You love hip hop.
Yo, that's crazy.
You love hip hop.
Yo, look at that set, fam. Yeah, that set. Holy.
It's like an actual set.
Yeah.
We gotta look this way. My bad.
Oh,
yo, that is crazy.
Look at the guitars.
Oh, he turned to a Doberman pincher.
This tune is fire.
Okay. B2K.
Watch Dre.
Oh, that's Chris Brown?
You said that it was Chris Brown?
Yeah. I swear that was,
no?
Yeah. Is it not? Oh, shit.
He's tired. Like, he didn't know that it was going to be this hard when you actually had to perform it. Like,
it's been a long time.
Just get up the stairs. He's like, oh, fuck.
Because you know when you're doing rehearsals and shit, you're just calm with it, Frey. So you're just like... But then when you actually have to go yell and shit like that, he's tired, fam.
That adrenaline.
He's not even moving. Look at him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck.
Stiff.
Like he's going up the stairs and his knees are clicking. Like, click, clack, click.
Isn't he like a workout guy, though? What the fuck?
You don't look like it anymore.
You're a workout guy until it's actually time to perform.
Yeah, fuck.
So nigga, you old, nigga.
You like, Carl, okay.
What the fuck is it? Hey!
He's too tick for that.
Sorry, Curtis.
Tick, he's on
Yo, he's still pulling songs from Hoff.
See, now he can, he's a workout guy. See, he's moving. He's moving. The difference. But it, Dr. J just said, but yo, the arms
the arms are jiggling a little bit though. Still, he's had a flagger just now. The man's under the flagger. Like he's trying to keep it tight, keeping the arms bent. But he did a 1-2 chicken. You see the flagger. Like, oh.
You see, he got his arms tapered.
Yeah, that, I see the arm jiggle. Under the 1-2 jiggle. Like, oh no. He's sick
so
for that.
M, no M.
Yeah, flagger.
No,
no, this is all I have. It's like a 4-minute one. I think it's cut into pieces. Like, the internet's our internet and already, fam. They're already grabbing pieces.
Yo,
shit,
I heard
fam.
Mary J didn't get paid for this performance.
Nobody does.
About? Why not?
It's yo, that's a it's a look.
What?
Nobody gets paid to do the Super Bowl.
No
way.
I don't know that. Is that really? A fact?
It's a fact.
No.
But your shit's gonna go up.
You're gonna go up because it you gotta remember like with NFL and shit.
Yeah.
I think the next to NBA they have like the most ads. And not even that. I think the Super Bowl has the most ads for anything, fam. So
really?
It's like mm-hmm. that endorsement. And it's like Friday's been telling me, everything's about the motherfucking ads, right? That's why they have a whole section mm-hmm. for people to get in a certain amount of commercials that you've never seen before mm-hmm. just for the halftime show. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because it's like a big fucking deal where you're going to have so many eyes in one place. So I can believe that, yeah, people wouldn't, like, I'm not going to take a bag for it.
Yeah,
because they're taking...
Look.
Fuck, fam. They're taking a lot of money out of their own pocket to put this together because I just do remember that Janet Jackson did the same thing when they talked about it on her documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not paying.
Who?
Like, the artists are not paying for the production. The production is paying for the production, but they're not getting paid for their show.
I think some artists sometimes, they do pay for productions if they want certain things.
Yeah,
so
if they want
if they're
extra
telling,
shit, then
exactly.
that's on you. Yeah.
So, like, if you want this a certain way, mm-hmm. no, we didn't do it. No. Well, I want it this way. Well, you're going to have to pay them.
Yeah. Yeah, but the streams, they say when you do one of these mm-hmm. and then your price for a show after, that's just going up. Yesterday's price is not today's price, as they say.
It's true.
So you're saying tomorrow's price for everybody's going to be uppers. Yeah, because you have 50 Cent performing and you this nigga never performs anymore. Like,
yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You can't, what look was this again? 2000 what?
And
eight,
it's funny
six?
You said that too. Everybody just dropped.
Yeah.
My boy's dropping in his TV show. Snoop Dogg just dropped an album. Dr. J just dropped 6 new songs on Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. Mary J's dropping.
Mary J's dropping new music. So, yeah, makes sense.
Streams up, fam.
Yeah, makes sense.
Wow.
And your old catalog goes up like crazy, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a great look.
Yeah, because all you have all these young people that have never heard of these guys before they're hearing, and then they're hearing, oh, this in the club song. Oh, my God, it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you guys just play that song with Moolah earlier?
Yeah,
true.
This is the look.
Yeah. Makes sense, man. And yeah. Like I said, Cincinnati Bengals are up 20-16. Like I said, you guys should have put your money on Cincinnati Bengals. Mm. I don't know what you're doing, Drake. Drake, you should let me fucking make your bets, my nigga. Bet with Gucci and Guts, man. Come on, bro. Let's do that. Fuck, bro. I ain't got no other stories, bro. There's a bunch of other shit, but I didn't want to talk about that shit.
Ew.
I think nobody wants to talk about what Toronto guys are going to take over. What's the next thing the Mandem are going to take over? Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
it's Bingo's birthday.
Hey.
Let's go turn up.
The strip club guys.
I can't go to strip clubs, fam.
Oh, fuck.
I'm banned.
Wow.
We have haters out here. They're going to tell the police on me. Hey, that guy's not supposed to be in there.
Okay. Well, I'm probably too buzzed because, fuck.
The cookies is
I don't know what's in that weed. You got that secondhand, like
secondhand kicking you in your ass.
I'm so cheese.
Yo, listen, guys, if you want that, yeah, go hit up cookies, bro. That's different.
Yeah.
Bingo, give the people your social medias. Let them know where they can send you your gifts and all that good stuff.
You come to what's my address again? I'm joking. You guys, yeah, Basmati_Bingo. I already know. Add up or get bad up. You know what I'm saying? And again, shout out. You guys, and we love hip hop, 6 views, all of that. On a Rax it up tonight. Rax it up.
Rax it up.
Hey, who wants to get the tea? Rax.
Yo, the second hand has really got this guy.
This guy's got his own echo chamber.
Oh, shit.
That's it?
And yeah, that's it. Dogs After Dark. You guys check me on the live Dogs After Dark every now and then from 9 p.m. to 11. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I think that's it still.
You might have to turn this into a legal segment. Who's got the best live right now?
Oh, shit.
Is it for Toronto? Who's got the best live? Is it Balenci Podcast or Icy Springer? Is it RK and Windy and our Ender Talent shows? Is it Scotch Bonnet with Roche, that guy? Or is it Basmati Bingo's Dogs After Dark? Who's got the most popping lives in Toronto right now? Because I seen, I don't know if you seen Friday, Icy and Windy were beefing on live
the other day. Not.
They were beefing.
I'm sorry.
Friday, like, I did not. But yeah, who do you think? Who's eyes popping?
Definitely Dogs After Dark still, you know what I mean? Dogs After Dark is, it's a bigger, you know, it's a bigger, it's more, on a bigger scale still, but for
there's
like
more substance to that
but for the city Humble stuff break. I mean, it's a RK versus Balenci, I give it that. It's gonna like Balenci's coming up, man. He's climbing up the ranks.
I'm seeing some
jiggling, wiggling, and I'm seeing him
get I'm seeing him get girls that said they didn't twerk. We'll start twerking on his live. You wanna call names? I'll call names. You know me.
But we might make a phone. We call the phone right now.
You want to call her and ask her?
Nah. It's okay. there are different times on it. She's probably just waking up. But yo, fuck, I don't know. Like,
I like how this guy just played that over and off during a different time zone.
You know? But RK is, you know, he got a good audience too. So I haven't seen much talent show thing going on, bro. But so little here's rappers and stuff.
RK has the galdom on lock.
Okay.
So like, RK will always have a good gal following, and he'll have a 1-2 talent shows. Then, you know, you'll get. I like what RK does with the talent shows and shit like that. But Lindsay is just the most mixed up fucking show. It really is like Jerry Springer on there. Every time you go on Balenci's podcast or whatever his live, there's either some ass shaking, there's either girls arguing, there's either the madam arguing. Like, there's never a dull moment on his live. Like you said, he's definitely climbing up in the ranks. So big up the madam, doing your thing, keeping the city entertained. Gutsy supports all you guys. You already know. Friday, you want to give them your social medias?
Friday Ricky Dread, all social media platforms at GRED. Hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. And if y'all want to book some time over here at the spot, times are going quick, yo. Weekends are usually booked. So hit us up on Instagram, Visionary Art Center, all correctly spelled.
Chill. I want to leave here with Quan Chi.
Which one?
Pyrex Quan Chi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my shit, fam.
Okay.
The Gutsy Show on Instagram, Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch, The Real Gutsy Guts on, which one, TikTok? Gutsy Guts on YouTube, Six Views TO. Make sure you go subscribe to the We Love Hip Hop Clips page. Tell your friend to tell a friend, man. Get that page up. And remember, first 100 subscribers, when we get to 100 subscribers, we're giving away this hat. Then the next couple of subscribers, we're giving away this hat and maybe something else. And then when we get to the next amount of subscribers, we're getting this hat and maybe we'll send a bottle of champagne. You know what I'm saying, man?
And if you guys take too long, I might just take this right for myself.
Yes, he definitely will. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, comment. Be safe, Toronto. And we off for this.
Hey.
Pirates better be dropping soon.
Time ticking, we ain't clocking it out. If you have it on you, then we glocking it up. Really stepping, we ain't driving around. If he dry snitching, get him shot in the mouth. My bitch too quan, she walking around with a stick and a blush.
Why?
I was on my last number, so I stuck him up with a pound. Gave him a shot in his car, they gon' think it was impaired driving. Just made a play on the block, and we all here patrolling. Came from the mud, not the grass, not nigga, this wreck still. I just hit a bank shot, now the bitch saying that we mesh well. I got one in the head, we ain't running from niggas, we run in the corner. I swear I put 100 nights in, don't forgive me for all of my sins. If she wanna look for my heart, just love me for me. Money multiplying with the hate, we set them straight, cause I keep the iron in my jeans.